Right, hello everybody. Good morning. Welcome to Markets Monday. It's a very chilly morning here in Nairobi. My name is Felix Ocheng, as usual, your host for Markets Monday. Today, we're going to be talking about a few important stuff that are touching on various markets across the world. And also, we'll definitely be talking about Virgin Galactic launching Richard Branson into space yesterday and what that that launch has likely had on the share price this morning. At the same time, we're also going to be looking onto a few other more companies, including Tesla. What's really the latest news, and also looking onto a few trends as well, touching on BTC, which has really been flat over time, but generally looking onto it from a holistic perspective. One of the things that we'll also be looking into is the market, the local market space, how the market is opened, what is it that we're likely to expect in the morning and also during the week. We've seen a lot of news that has come in. First of all, with Kenya Power, where the Kenya Revenue Authority has said that this morning they have said within the next few days they will actually be auctioning transformers for Kenya Power, which were bought 7 years ago. Can you imagine? So Kenya Power has had transformers at the port for 7 years, and they've not been able to pay the taxes. They've not been able to clear it. I think that in as much as we've always talked about the negative sides of KRA, the taxes that are coming in, come on, I think that it becomes more effective when you see when you see companies like institutions like KRA really perform their mandate regardless of the government influence or the government institution that they're coming in one way or another. So I think that's technically what is planned for today. I know most of you are probably at work things one way or another, but this is today's show. So starting off from where the market performed last week, we saw a few more companies really gain. Last week we saw CIC Insurance Group PLC become the top gainer during the week. CIC in terms of share price index was, in terms of share price performance, was the top performer during last week's trading session, gaining about 41%, 41.3% to close the week at 3.39 shillings per share in terms of trading. So in case you're wondering what might have happened with CIC was that CIC announced a change in their board within the past 1 week, where they picked a new board chairperson. No, actually, a new CEO. So really, I think we're likely to see a lot more activity in the company within the next few days, because investors are technically optimistic. You know, at any point, whenever you see a share price rally, when somebody new joins the board, whenever somebody new joins the company's management, then there's a high possibility that actually investors are becoming probably optimistic that there is likely to be a change in terms of not only earnings, but also the general management of the company, which in one way or another would directly also probably reflect the shareholder sentiments. That includes dividends, company performance, and just a lot more that we're definitely going to see as we proceed with this show. At the same time, we saw Crown Paints Kenya PLC emerged again as, for second week running, Crown Paints has become the top laggard. So really shedding, last week it shed about 26.7. In terms of year-to-date performance, Crown Paints has lost about 30% in terms of share price activity over the past 1 year. That's from January to date. And let me just get to you guys that data right. I believe a lot of you would be interested in why really is this happening. The number one reason why this is happening is because Crown Paints had a rights issue earlier on, and I think that is one of the positive things. But then, you know, whenever a rights issue comes into play, then the additional shares which are coming into the market. And remember, what we've always said is whenever there is an additional share that is coming into the market, it's going to affect the liquidity. Once the liquidity of the stock is affected, then indirectly, we're seeing the share price of that company also most likely face a decline. So liquidity is not only brought in by rights issue, but whenever we have scrip dividends, which are dividends that are issued, instead of cash, they give you shares in that case. So that's one of the cases that we're seeing here, with Crown Paints PLC. And let me just give you guys the overall performance for Crown Paints as a stock that is listed on the Nairobi Securities Exchange. So on Friday, Crown Paints was down to 26 shillings and 30 cents. That's per share. So earlier in the year, Crown Paints opened the year with a trading price of 38 shillings. So this is 30.79% in terms of year-to-date performance. It's the 59th in terms of year-to-date performance on the NSE. So, you know, we have around 62 listed companies on the NSE. So Crown Paints holds that position of being number 59 in terms of market activity. So if you're investing in the Crown in Crown Paints, which you also need to analyze why you're buying into this company, because we have Crown Paints as a manufacturer of industrial paint. Really, that's what they do. So how many guys are buying paint? What's the viability of the paint business in the country before you can be able to invest into Crown Paints again? So these are just a few angles at which you can do your basic analysis before you can, before even getting into the financials of the company. Look at it from a standpoint of the basic analysis. If you were to invest in Crown, then that's just an example of the least basic point of analysis that you as an investor, you can be able to really pick it up from. Now, without moving into other stocks, let's just look at a little bit onto the overall market activity, how markets were performing last week. The All Share Index was up about 1.73 basis points. That's about flat to about 1% to 175.22 basis points at the end of Friday last week. The NSE 20 share index was up as well. So last week was generally a good week because we're seeing here the NSE 20, the NSE 25 share index, all of them on the uptick, where the NSE 25 share index was the top gainer in the indices, up about 2.2%. That's 83.83 basis points, closing the week at 3,865.03 basis points as well. So something good in one way or another. The NSE 20 was up as well, about 1.19%. That's 22.99 basis points to close the week at 1951.41. So really, we're seeing last week's uptick in terms of share price activity. Looks like the market is probably gaining some momentum in terms of various companies gaining in various with the shareholders really turning positive, so to speak. One of the companies that really caught my eyes last week, personally for you, you can do your own research before you invest in any company. Remember, once again, what we usually say on the HISA show is that any single stock that we mention here is not necessarily a buy or a sell. You need to do your own due diligence and research before you can be able to buy into this company or into this stock. So the company for me that stood out was Absa Bank Kenya PLC, which was up about 6.91% last week. Absa has gotten back to the to below the penny where it was, because really any stock that is trading below 10 shillings would be considered as a penny stock. That does not mean that the company is devalued or the company is having a lower value. Share price performance has a lot of stuff to dictate. Absa was down, was up to 10 shillings and 5 cents. So that's 10.05 from 9 shillings and 40 cents, which it was at on the previous week. On the losing side, I think what I didn't really expect was Kakuzi. Kakuzi was down as well, 7.96. So Absa is down 6.91. Kakuzi is up. Absa is up 6.91. Kakuzi is down 7.96. And we're seeing, looks like it was a very bad week for the agricultural sector, because Kakuzi was down, WTK, that's Williamson T, and Capturo T as well were down. Actually, they were, it's only Portland Cement and Crown Paints that actually beat them. So after that, it was Capturo, Kakuzi, and WTK. Capturo and WTK have issued very good dividends over time, and I think they are those companies that I would definitely want to look into as an investor, and you might also look into them before you make a trade. Capturo T was down about 9.81% to close the week at 85 shillings from 94 shillings and 25 cents, where it was at in the previous week. Kakuzi was down 7.9% to 372 shillings per share from 405, where it was on the previous week. On the other hand, WTK, that's Williamson T, was down as well 7.72% to 137.5 from 149, where it was at on the previous week. Personally, for me, as an investor, this is my own personal off the record. It's on the record, actually. So, personally, for me, I think Capturo and Williamson T, these are very stable companies. And even Kakuzi is a very stable company. If they fall to prices, which I can be able to accumulate, definitely, why not? I know the main challenge that we've had with the three companies that we're talking about, that's Capturo, WTK, and Kakuzi, has been the liquidity on the stocks. And also at the same time, WTK and Kakuzi are sort of pricey, because WTK is trading at about 130 per share. So that means for you to just be able to buy 100 shares, you'll need about 13K. That's roughly about $130. At the same time, if you were to buy Kakuzi, you'd need, right now, if we're looking at the closing price for last week, you definitely need about 37,200 for you to buy 100 shares, which I believe is a little bit pricey. And I think one of the things that as the HISA team, we're trying to work on here and there is to figure out how you can be able to trade on fractional shares. I think it would be interesting for you to trade. And even the NST, I know one way or another, these are ideas they should be considering, you know, so that they can be able to trade fractional shares as well. Because if you were given an opportunity to buy just a fraction of Kakuzi or Williamson T instead of you buying the whole share, I think a lot of us would definitely have a positive edge and a positive outlook on investing. So share your thoughts as well. You can let us know. Let me know what you think. We're definitely going to push this discussion as well on the HISA platform so that you can share with us your opinion on that as well. Now, looking at it now in terms of overall market performance outside the indices, we saw last week the turnover for the market was, I'd say, fairly on the uptick, but I think not really a much change. Performance was up week on week turnover, with 2.7 billion worth of shares trading on the market. This is as compared to the 2.55 billion that we saw in the previous week. So this is technically, I think, fairly flat, about 5.9% in terms of market turnover, in terms of market gain. So really, we're having a positive edge on one end. At the same time, we saw the volume of shares traded on the market drop to about 83 million from the 89 million that was traded on the previous week. So this was a decline of about 6.8%. So we're seeing on this edge, we're seeing two things happening here. We're seeing the overall market activity in terms of turnover gaining, but then the number of volumes that are trading on the market posting a little bit of a decline. So in one way or another, that's one challenge that I know we'll definitely be looking at even as we proceed on to this. The good side of everything, however, is that the market cap of the NSE was up about 1% to 2.7. It was 2.70 the previous week, 2.70 trillion the previous week. It moved to about 2.73 trillion on the week that now we're looking at in today's session. Now, in terms of share price performance and share price, company-specific activity, Safaricom continued to dominate the turnover for the week on the NSE, having about 38.3% of the market turnover total. EABL came in second, about 18%. Then Equity Group was third with about 15.6% in terms of share price activity. Now, let me give you guys some data of how markets have opened today. You can be able to get this data on the HISA app. Looks like NBV is back on steroids, because we're seeing NBV is up again 8.8%, 8.9 during today's trading session. NBV is up and is now trading at prices of about 13 shillings. Can you guys imagine? So NBV, the guys who bought NBV last year, I don't know how you're feeling. Mostly for the investors who bought NBV when it was way, way down, close to a shilling or thereabout, I think your portfolio is definitely, you might not wish to sell However, a disclaimer that you must know as an investor in today's session, and one of the things that I usually tell you as an investor, always try to watch the volumes, because in today's session, the bidding on NBV is at, we only have 1,400 on bid. So the people who are willing to buy NBV, only 1,400 shares on bid, of which we have 600 at 12 shillings and 40 cents, and we have 800 at 12 shillings and 5 cents. So on the supply side, now the guys who are willing to sell, remember, there's always a business concept anytime when you're investing or when you're buying, that whenever there is low supply, then the price would go high. It's just the same way, guys, the same way you're doing, you're probably somewhere and you're buying your tomatoes. Whenever the price of tomatoes go up, it's because the supply is low. Whenever the price of tomatoes come down, I'm using tomatoes because it's one of the things that we use almost in a day-to-day activities. Now, whenever the price of tomatoes are coming down, it's because we have a lot in terms of the supply that's coming in from the farmers. Now, look at NBV today as the tomatoes. We have a lot of farmers who are willing to sell, but there's nobody to buy. So what do? They'll definitely have to look for the best price at which they can be able to trade that. NBV has a total of about 416,100 shares on supply. And of that we have, Jesus, we have about 129,000 shares at 2 shillings and 75 cents. And there's just one that has come in as well, 99,000 at 300. NBV is up 8.89%, but you might really want to watch onto the company before you can be able to make any trade on today's session. Just a word of caution to you as an investor before you can be able to buy it up. We'll definitely be watching onto NBV, keeping you guys with the latest coming in from NBV, even as that price moves in and any trade that's coming through. For Absa, also looking into Absa, just as we mentioned earlier on, which was a curious one for me last week, the demand on Absa still pretty stable. We're seeing demand 155,200 and supply is only 69,000. Absa has traded today a high of 10 shillings and 20 cents and a low of 10 shillings and 0.5 cents and 5 cents where it closed at in the week earlier. So as an investor, before you can be able to make that trade, please ensure that you keep an eye onto these specific companies before you move into making that purchase. Now, looking at it from also another angle, this week, we've seen news today of the Kenya Revenue Authority actually saying that they will auction transformers that that are owned, that were rather imported by the Kenya Power, that's KPLC, Kenya Power and Lighting Company, PLC, which in this case, I think that there's nothing, you know. KRA is giving KPLC 30 days to clear the transformers. Come on. Kenya Power can hardly even pay their suppliers in their office. So how are they going to be able to clear off transformers that have been stuck at various warehouses for 7 years? I think those are a lot of tax charges, which in my opinion, I don't see KRA, Kenya Power really, KRA is not going to receive that fund. So maybe the best thing that they can be able to do is that they can be able to auction. But now, here's the dilemma. Kenya Power is sort of like the only sole electricity distributor in the country, retail distributor in the country. So if you're buying them, let's say, for example, you probably somewhere as Wanjiku, you want to buy, you want to bid for this auction for these KRA transformers. So where are you going to use them? You know, are you going to be able to sell them back to Kenya Power? And remember, the moment you sell them back to KPLC, it's a liability as well that's coming in, because the company is in a mess. I know we've talked about this with Davis. I don't want to get into KPLC in today's session, because we did a whole analysis of KPLC a few weeks back. And in case you're wondering, you can go into the HISA app, just search for Kenya Power in the podcast section, and you'll definitely have that discussion that Davis and I had about Kenya Power in the general electricity segment. And also next week, we'll also be having our energy correspondent on Wednesday as we talk about the overall energy environment within the country, various energy companies within the country and within the larger sub-Saharan Africa region. Kenya Power had posted a loss of 7 billion. So I don't think that there's anywhere here that we're going to see KPLC really pay KRA. So my thought, I think KPLC should possibly open this tender, the auction to a lot more other, sorry, KRA should open the auction to other multinationals that might want to probably buy them. I think companies like Umeme in Uganda would be in a good place really to buy them, to take them from the auction. So those are a few ways that we're looking at it from. And just with that news during today's session, we are seeing KPLC, really not any trade that has happened on KPLC at any different price, any change. Still trading strong at 1 shilling and 38 cents, where it was trading at on the previous week, where it closed on Friday. And weirdly enough, demand on Kenya Power has actually risen. So I don't know what guys are buying. You might want to do your own research before you buy KPLC, because as well on today's session, we're seeing KPLC, the demand is quite huge at about 1 shilling and 37 cents. So total demand is about total demand is at 630,900 shares, while supply stands at 105,800. Now, on the demand side, we're seeing that a lot of guys are buying probably at 1 shilling and 34 cents and also 1 shilling and 37 cents. But then on the supply side, we're seeing a lot of guys as well giving supply from 1 shilling and 50 cents and thereabout, all the way down to 1 shilling and 38 cents. So if you want to buy onto Kenya Power, you might want to have a few more data onto that. Now, one of the things that we've always mentioned is whenever we talk about Kenya Power, we have to talk about KenGen. KenGen as well, having a little bit of demand, 312,400 shares on the demand and also 122,100 shares on the supply side, which this is data that you can be able to get through the HISA app. So you definitely don't want to be scared onto that bit. Check onto that data, get it, use it, ensure that you make wise use of the data before you make any purchase or trade. Now, we talked about Kenya Re. If you've read the HISA, if you subscribe to our newsletter, and we mentioned that Kenya Re would actually be one of our top cowries that we are collecting this week. And how has the stock really opened in today's session? Well, I think you need to really look at it from one angle. Kenya Re is up about 2.8%, still too early once again to call the shots. It's barely 10:15 in the morning. Market is just 45 minutes into trading, so still too early to call the shots on Kenya Re, but the company is up about 2.8% during today's trading session. The demand on the company is about 339,400 shares on demand and also 101,000 shares on the supply. It's only traded about 1,200 shares, so still pretty low once again. You might also want to check on that before you can be able to make any trade on the market. Now, other companies that came in last week that were top performers and you might want to really consider were companies that stocks that were trading on the banking sector, where Equity Group continued to be the top leader in that sector. So generally, and also at the same time, you know, Equity was up as well, about 4.9% during last week's trading session. So Equity is back to 49 shillings. Guys, can you imagine if you bought Equity Bank last year at such a time when it was all the way down to prices of about 29, 28 or thereabout, and it's now back to 49 shillings per share. I think these are companies that you might want to look into as an investor. You know, at times it's not a challenge to take the risk, but the risk really lies with your appetite as well on the market. Equity still trading at 49 in today's session. demand is still strong at 290,000, supply is 234,000. Supply is at 49, demand is at 4850. So you might want to check on to that as well. As usual, when we talk about equity, we cannot be talking about KCB, which most investors would always really look at as, you know, companies that are moving in one way or another. Now, KCB, on the other hand, was up about 7.06% to 45 shillings and 50 cents, with 3 million shares valued at 145 million traded during last week. In today's session, how's KCB opened? I know you definitely want to get that information. KCB still trading within the same prices of 45 shillings and 50 cents, with a high at open of about 46 shillings. Demand for KCB is 229,000, and supply, on the other hand, is at 233,000. Supply is coming in from 4550, demand coming in from about 4545. So a difference of 0.05. As usual, as well, we have to talk about the elephant in the room, which is Safaricom. We're still seeing a lot of investor activity and appetite really rolling out into Safaricom. In today's session, Safaricom is up about 0.1% on trading, with a price action right now at 41 shillings and 40 cents. So you're really looking at this from another angle as well. Safcom is likely to hit 41.50 in today's session. Demand is coming in at 41.30 and supply is at 41.40, but the supply is very small, just 600. Also, the trades on Safaricom pretty much low at the moment, so still too early to call the shots as well on the company. So before you make that trade, ensure that you get that information right with you. We're seeing Safcom has only traded 34,700 shares for a company that moves millions in a day. Millions of shares in a day, I think it's pretty much early, you know, to literally just really call that shot and make that decision of you investing on Safcom. Now, I know we're done with the local market, so we're now moving into the global space. The first thing really would be onto Virgin Galactic. Now, in case you're wondering why we're looking onto Virgin Galactic, and last week in our newsletter, the previous week, we mentioned that we'll definitely be looking onto Virgin Galactic as the company was planning to launch the founder, Richard Branson, into space. Now, we're seeing, I think, the market is pretty, I'd call it a two-way thing for the company. First of all, I think Richard Branson made history yesterday becoming the first billionaire into space, the first dollar billionaire into space, but that's just one. But then also at the same time, the other thing as well that we have to really look at is there are a lot of issues that came up. First of all, the flight was delayed due to bad weather. The live streaming wasn't really what guys had expected. But come on, guys, this is history that came in the other week. So my thought process is this week, there's a high possibility that Virgin Galactic would really, really still be a company that you might be able to look into. Because, you know, we are looking at companies that are they're sort of bringing the revolutionary into space. We've seen what Elon has done with SpaceX. But, you know, the overall outlook for Elon and SpaceX is technically different from what Richard Branson is doing. In some way, we're seeing Elon is going way further. He's looking at going into other planets. We're seeing Elon looking at going into Mars and really setting up another city into Mars, colonizing Mars. But we're looking at Blue Origin, which is owned by Jeff Bezos, and Virgin Galactic, really. What they're coming into somewhat is really just into expanding space exploration, but not to an extent. Blue Origin is aiming at the moon. We are seeing Richard Branson really just offering space flights, just for you to go in a 4-minute flight. You feel, Jesus, I don't know, but I feel it's too short. You're paying close to $250,000 for one seat, just for you to experience 4 minutes of zero G, you know. I think those are a few challenges that we definitely want to look into as well. Now, over the past week, we've seen Virgin Galactic really gain in some way in terms of the share price, but also on Friday, the stock experienced a slight decline. Looking at it from a five-day activity, the price, the company was at, I think a week ago, was at about, let me get the price right, about 53 US dollars per share. And it closed Friday at 49 shillings. So that was technically a 7.5 decline in terms of share price activity. But this, I think today with that success, with the launch, there might be positive uptrend in the company. We'll definitely be following as well on Virgin Galactic, and we'll be able to give you guys more more news. Just onto that. And remember that with trading on the Hisa app, which is coming in a few weeks' time, you'll definitely be able to set up your portfolio and trade on companies like Virgin Galactic. And also those Teslas. Remember, we've always said that importing a Tesla into the country is very expensive. So you can decide and buy your Tesla in forms of buy the company. If you can buy the car, buy the company, you know. So these are a lot of things as well that are coming in through the Hisa app. And good news is we're starting internal testing today. We're starting the second round of internal testing, allowing about 500 guys to come into the live testing of the trading platform, that's the trading capabilities of the app. So if you're one of them, if you're not one of them, don't worry. Once we complete the internal testing in about 1 or 2 weeks, we'll definitely be able to open it up to the public. For now, we are only picking a select 500 guys to join the program. Most of them are guys who already set up the portfolio, the investor profile on the app. So we'll definitely be able to give them a green light so that they can be able to experience the first-hand trading on the app. So that's one thing as well that is definitely going to be coming in handy. If you're an investor, if you're yet to download the app, please go into your app store, go to your Play Store. I think we're supposed to be on Huawei Store, so you might want to on the Huawei App Gallery, yeah, because Apple has the App Store, Android has the Play Store, Huawei has the App Gallery. So you can go into them, just check out the Hisa app and download that, sign up, set up your investor profile, and you never know, today might be your lucky day so that we get to allow you to open that trading profile as well on the app. So we're definitely going to be looking onto that. And I think that's it. Tesla, there's not really much news on Tesla. I think Tesla is still having, it's still really standard with the 200-day moving average really within the same prices. So it's not really joined the tech rally that we saw last week. The previous 2 weeks we've seen Microsoft and Apple really post some good gains on the market. And I think we also saw Intel as well gain on the market. I think Intel and Apple, just as we mentioned a few weeks back, they were gaining because the Taiwanese semiconductor manufacturing company had said that they would be able to let Intel and Apple be the first early testers of the latest technology, which that would be in early 2022. So that definitely was one of the reasons that they were actually on the rise. But Tesla, not really much news. It's not really joined the rally that we've been expecting the company to really join into. So we're hoping that we get that autopilot turned on so that we can continue at least cruising on prices at which most investors have really been trading at. You know, everybody wants that price above 700. Nobody wants to have that price below 656, where it's trading at currently at pre-open. We'll definitely be looking into that, and we'll definitely let you guys know if there are any changes onto that bit. So I guess that's it for today's session. Thank you all for joining in. Thank you all for listening in into the live show. My name is Felix Ocheng, as usual, your host for the Markets Monday show. I'll see you guys again on Wednesday during the Bulls and Bears session, and also I'll see you guys on Friday as we talk about a lot of curious stuff. My colleague Ali Mokaneno and Eric Jackson will definitely be joining in as we proceed with more of these shows to come on. Thank you, and have a lovely week ahead. Bye-bye.